Bluebell Quest. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Blue Motor Spirit, Laurel Kerosene, Mobil Distillate, Mobil Power Kerosene, Mobil Oil, and more than 300 Mobil quality products, presents the third heat of its nationwide search for Australia's outstanding voice, the 1950 Mobil Quest. Three singers who are here with us in the Vacuum Oil Theater each have one great ambition: to be able to travel abroad to the musical centers overseas to further their careers. It is to encourage such ambitions, and thereby to help maintain Australia's worldwide musical reputation, that the Vacuum Oil Company offers, in this great contest, prize money totaling more than £1,900. Singers from every state will be heard during the 18 heats. All will receive broadcasting fees, and the winner each week an additional cash prize. For the grand final in the Melbourne Town Hall on September the 6th, the prizes will range from £50 to £1,000 for the ultimate winner. Here now is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. All competitors in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest sing a ballad as well as an aria in each heat. The first singer for tonight is a contralto from New Zealand who has been living in Victoria from 1945. Since then, she has made an intensive study of music and passed several examinations conducted by Trinity College London. Ladies and gentlemen, Mobil Quest competitor number 7, Merlin Todd, will sing the aria "Love, Come to My Aid" from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns.
Right.
The aria, Love Come to My Aid, from Samson and Delilah, was sung by Merlin Todd of Preston, Victoria. For her ballad, she has chosen Dvořák's The Songs My Mother Taught Me. Competitor number 7 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Merlin Todd of Victoria. Competitor number 8 is a Victorian. Baritone Edward Garling. An experienced stage and radio singer, Mr. Garling enlisted in the Army soon after the outbreak of war, and in 1944 became a member of an Army concert party overseas. His aria for tonight is Airy 2 from The Masked Ball by Verdi.
Truest of comrades, all us round to the dearest of friends.
From Verdi's opera, The Masked Ball, the aria Eritu was sung by Edward Garling of Hampton, Victoria. A ballad by Paul Rubens is his next song, I Love the Moon.
Where is the moon?
up was Edward Gowling of Victoria, competitor number 8 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mova Quest. From Strathfield, New South Wales, we welcome competitor number 9, Phyllis Rogers. Phyllis Rogers made what she terms her first real public appearance as recently as 1948. It was as leading soprano soloist with the Sydney Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Since when, she has done a great deal of radio and concert work. She will sing first the aria, Mother, You Know the Story, from Cavalleria Rusticana by Mesciani. Story from Cavalleria Rusticana was sung by Phyllis Rogers of Strathfield, New South Wales. She will now sing the ballad, This Day Is Mine by Harriet Ware. Number 9 in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest was Phyllis Rogers. And so we have heard the three singers in the third heat of Mobile Quest. Merlin Todd and Edward Gowling of Victoria and Phyllis Rogers of New South Wales. The winner of tonight's heat will proceed to the semifinals and will be awarded a cash prize in addition to the broadcasting fees which are received by every competitor taking part in these programs. And now, in just a few moments, the adjudicators will announce their decision. Broadcast of the third heat of the 1950 Mobile Quest was compared by Eric Pierce. The leader of the orchestra was Herbert Pettifer. The broadcast presentation was by Dorothy Crawford. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest.